Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Gala Precision Engineering Limited Q1 FY26 Earnings Conference Call, hosted by Valorem Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Nupur Jain Kunia from Valorem Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and a warm welcome to you all. My name is Nupur Jain Kunia from Valorem Advisors. We represent the investor relations of Gala Precision Engineering Limited. On behalf of the company and Valorem Advisors, I would like to thank you all for participating in the company's earnings conference call for the first quarter of financial year 2026. Before we begin, let me mention a short cautionary statement. Some of the statements made in today's earnings call may be forward-looking in nature. Such forward-looking statements are subject to risk and uncertainties, which could cause actual results to differ from those anticipated. Such statements are based on management's belief as well as assumptions made by the information currently available to management. Audiences are cautioned not to place any undue reliance on these forward-looking statements in making any investment decision. The purpose of today's earnings call is purely to educate and bring awareness about the company's fundamental business and the financial quarter under review. Let me now introduce you to the management participating with us in today's earnings call and hand it over to them for their opening remarks. We have with us Mr. Balkrishna Jalan, full-time director, Mr. Satish Kotwani, full-time director, and Mr. Srinivas Giridhar, chief financial officer of the company. Without any further delay, I request Mr. Satish Kotwani to start with his opening remarks. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nupur. Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our earnings call to discuss performance of first quarter of financial year 2026. In the interest of some of the people who are new to the company, let me give me a brief overview of the company. Gala Precision is a preferred manufacturer of high-quality precision components. We serve various industry sectors like renewable energy, industrial, and mobility. Geographically, we are diversified across sales in India, Europe, and U.S. markets. We supply to original equipment manufacturer OEMs, Tier 1, and channel partners. We manufacture more than 750 SKUs to serve more than 175 active global customers across 25 countries. Our facilities are fully equipped with advanced technologies and integrated capabilities for designing, developing, and manufacturing of diverse product portfolio. To further strengthen our manufacturing footprint and expand the product range, we have established new facility in Chennai. This plant will focus on producing various high-tensile fasteners, including bolts and nuts. These are mainly complementing the existing product category of fasteners and enhancing to meet our ability to meet customer demand. Now coming to the key operational highlights for the quarter under review, we saw a strong growth in top line on a year-on-year basis. Our order book for quarter stood at around 70 crores Indian rupees. Our fastener business witnessed a strong 64% sequential growth, with revenue raising from rupees 12 crores to 20 crores in quarter one of FY26. On the capex front, at the Chennai plant, we are making excellent progress. Various customer audits were successfully completed and commercial production has begun in July 2025. And we expect dispatches to commence from this month, August. We have also started sales from our Vara plant to new industrial customers in our SFS business. With that said done, I will now request our CFO, Mr. Giridhar, to brief you on financial highlights for the period under review. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the earnings call today. Let me provide a brief overview of the financial performance for the quarter of 2026. For the quarter under review, consolidated revenue from operations stood at 63 crores, which increased by 19% year-on-year and declined by 16% quarter-on-quarter. Revenues for the quarter had a positive impact from a favorable forex rate increase in euro, which resulted in a gain of 1.2 crores and in reduction of our operating costs. EBITDA for the quarter was around 10 crores, which declined 12% year-on-year and 35% quarter-on-quarter, with EBITDA margins reported at 15.21%. Gross margins improved partly supported by benefits from goodwill transit and foreign exchange rate, and with the remaining improvement driven by favorable product mix. EBITDA was impacted by higher other expenses, primarily due to forex loss on account of revaluation of outstanding contracts of amount around 2 crores, and additional cost of around 1 crores related to freight, power, labor costs, outsourcing costs, foreign travel, and other operational activities. Net profit was 6.5 crores, representing a growth of 3.2% year-on-year and a decline of 30% quarter-on-quarter, and PAT margins are reported at 10.3%. With this, we can now open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. To ask a question, the first question is from the line of Prachi, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I had a question on the order book. Which segment contributed to major part of your order book, and what will be the time frame for implementing it?
Yeah, so I'll answer this question. Renewable, which contributes of wind energy and hydropower equipment, contribute about 37% of our order book. Industrial is about 35%, which is mainly electrical off-highway equipment, and mobility sector, which is about 28% of the order book. And normally these orders are to be executed in next 3 to 4 months. Over and above these orders, we also get the schedules from our regular automotive customer and tier one customers, which are additional to the order book, which comes as a monthly schedule.
Okay, sir. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yashovardhan Banka from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir. There's a couple of questions. So, can you give us the CAPEX visibility for, say, the next 2 years?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jalan here. So basically, we have disclosed in DRHP and we are in the same line. So more or less in Chennai, we have completed the CAPEX phase one, and we just started the production last month. And so phase two of CAPEX, we will be reviewing in next 2 to 3 quarters, by last quarter of FY26, and then we'll start phase two CAPEX, which is going to be around 15 to 20 crore. As far as the VARA is concerned, as per the DRHP, we are incurring the CAPEX. Plus, in addition, based on the how we progress, see the order book, we'll be incurring the incremental CAPEX year on year. That clarity, normally we get 2 to 3 quarters in advance.
Understood, sir. So cumulatively from the Chennai CAPEX after phase two, what is the peak levels of revenue that you are expecting after, on, say, optimum utilization?
Yeah. So, as we mentioned, the total CAPEX in Chennai is going to be approximately 48 crore to 50 crore. And in peak capacity, it will touch around 120 crore top line. And we are seeing we should be touching this in FY27 end or FY28 as a run rate.
Understood, sir. So, what is the current order book?
It's around 70 crore. So, our business is basically a where we get a regular order schedule or projections, and to firm order we get 2 to 4 months in advance. The customer to customer, the different they have methodology, so they keep on giving us the projections plan, but they give a firm schedule or firm order for 1 or 2 months in advance. As of now, we have a 70 crore order book, which we have to deliver in next 3-4 months. And plus, over and above, we regularly get the regular OEM schedules for dispatching, like auto customer. The similar type of concept is there in auto customer, industrial, or even in renewable industry.
Right, sir. So we are not facing any sort of sluggishness in the order book, right, build-up?
No. In fact, we have more pressure from the market to deliver.
Right. So, I mean, I'm guessing the client stickiness also might be there.
Yeah, very much. So this, all these are critical products. The customer and Gala need to put a lot of effort in, start from the RFQ to product development, validation, field trial and all. It takes 6-9 months to a 24-year, and that's how it brings a lot of stickiness. So normally the customer don't change the sources so easily.
Right. So since you mentioned the criticality, so recently I think the government came out with an ALWM. For windmills. So how are we looking to, you know, are we going to benefit from that?
Satish, you have any idea about this? Because
no,
I never heard this.
Do you have any idea on this?
So as of now, the BI is something which is applicable in our fastener products,
business,
which we manufacture in India, and for that we are getting the BI certifications and all. Otherwise, I've been not heard about this concept.
Okay, sir. Okay. Just one more question before I join the queue. So, are we looking for any sort of inorganic growth, like moving ahead, for a fasteners or any other segment?
Yes. So we have appointed AVP strategy, and we are working with some merchant bankers. And we are exploring in inorganic area.
So, for any particular segment, if you can.
Basically, in precision engineering, including the fasteners.
Okay. Got it. And so, what sort of guidance could you provide for, say, midterm, like short to midterm, for say FY26, and then follow on FY28, 29, if any. What is
target?
Yeah,
so we would like to maintain that in past, what we said is same line. We are seeing ki on an average 20% year on year in mid to long term with the similar type of EBITDA margin of 17-19%. And for FY26, we guided, we are seeing 20-25% type of growth, and we still want to maintain that.
Understood, sir. Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kunal Mehta from Sunidhi. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My first question would be, can you provide a guidance maybe say beyond the next 2 years? Anything that can be, helpful for us to, envision what the company can grow towards. Because the current capacity expansion will take the company's revenue up to, let's say, 440 crores after the company has completed and operates at full capacity. So beyond that, what is the vision? So I can talk about that.
Yeah. So basically, broadly, yes, 425 to 450 type of number, that depend completely on the product mix and all. Beyond that, we are actually started searching the land in Chennai or even in Maharashtra, Gujarat. And based on the customer's expectation or requirement, we will be finalizing land maybe next 6 month time. So as of now, we are covered for next at least 1.5-2 years to achieve this type of number. So I don't want to comment specifically what number we will be achieving or target. But capacity-wise, yes, these numbers are there, and we are there for these capacities are there for next 1.5-2 years at least.
And sir, with respect to funding for this, the land has been, you are talking about in either Maharashtra or Chennai, and also to inorganic acquisition. I think in the last quarter mentioned something in respect to oil and gas in about 6 to 12 months. So maybe that is also upcoming. So how will it be funded? Will it be funded through, I think cash on books will be used for the current expansion, and after that will it be through internal accruals, or will it will you all be taking debt to fund that?
Yeah, sure. So basically, we have as of now the general corpus which we raised in IPO, so almost 25 crore plus is there in general corpus and lying in FD. Number two, there is no long-term debt, zero long-term debt on the company's book. And number three, there is a healthy cash accruals are there in company year on year. So with these three, as of now, this is something which should meet. But inorganic, you never know. So as a, it's very premature to say anything about that. But as for organic, we are very much sufficient fund availability is there to support the organic growth, which what we are seeing in next 3-5 years.
Okay, so one last question. Currently, 38% of our revenue is from exports, from which 13% is USA. Any impact on that? Do we see that becoming a little lesser in Europe and the other rest of the world seeing more action?
Yeah. Maybe domestic
share improving. I mean, what is the mix going ahead expected?
Yeah. So basically for U.S., of course, the situation is really uncertain. So I think whatever we were expecting between March to June, July, we got that business and orders from the customers. As of now, there is no cancellation or any postponement of orders. But of course, uncertainty continues till the time we have the finalized situation for the tariff, or now they are talking about penalties. So there can be some impact because of this. But to mitigate that impact, of course, we are continually aggressively developing business in India, of course, and also in the European market. But of course, because of this tariff, there is an uncertainty, at least for next couple of months till we stabilize the situation.
Okay, and sir, just one last question. Since we are already also doing a little bit of CapEx at the WADA facility, so that will be something like a brownfield expansion. So why is it taking like so much time to shift? Still the balance of seven crores is remaining, you know, current it's only 4 crore utilized. So what is there any impediments that are coming in the way where expansion is being like delayed?
Yeah. So basically, in engineering company, we keep on adding the capex and do the line balancing rather than a complete new setup or complete new line. And this we add, like we add presses sometimes, we add heat treatment, we add some CNC machining or different type of equipments, for example. So that we are keep on adding. And as we see the order book or the projections, we order and we get this machine. So this, lot of POs have already been issued, and maybe in next 3 months or so, we will be getting good number of machine on shop floor.
Okay.
So there is no such delay per se, just I want to clarify. There is
okay.
no as such
okay.
per se delay. And
okay.
we just keep on as and when we see that there is a more clarity about the order. Yeah.
Yeah. And so just one more question. The gross margin has improved YOY from 58% it's gone to about 61%. Is it because of the mix of fasteners? Because fasteners and the hex bolts and all have a higher realization.
One is the improvement in gross margin. One is because of the impact of increase in the euro rate by 10% compared to March. That has given a benefit in the top line of 1.16 crores. At the same time, benefit due to the different product mix as well as the different transit also, which also has contributed to the improved gross margin.
So can we expect the gross margin to be above 60% throughout the year, or
No, gross margin will be around 50-60% going forward also, and even in the RM ratio will be around 40-42%.
Do we use any hedging instruments for, you know, maintaining the gross margin? Or we book the...
Not for gross margin. We do take forward covers on our export collections. So the, how we do is that we book forward covers 12 months down the line. We are able to, you know, estimate what is $1 million, what is $1 million, based on the take the power for it. And keeping, based on the trend of exports and export collections over the last, next 2-3 years back. So, for, as far as, import market, we don't do, we have an answer to that also.
Oh, okay. I'll join back the queue for the questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. Participants may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Nisar Desai from PR Investment. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir, I'm audible.
Yes.
Hello. Yes, yes.
Yeah, sir, so I have two questions. Actually, first one is that which segment has led to the margin decline? And are we, you know, like what will be the margin going forward? And my second question would be, what are the margins for our the fastener segment?
There is no specific number that has contributed to any margin compression. This is generally, this is generally for our product, not any particular product segment. And again, going ahead.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is breaking. Could you go to better reception area?
Now you can hear?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
See, there is no no particular product segment that contributes to the margin compression. This is across the product, the margins are similar, and not any specific to the any product segment. Even for SFS also, the margins are pretty similar to across the product lines.
I will just add, I think so when you are referring the margin, if you see the gross margin has improved, but as mentioned, we don't see that the gross margin will be, improved margin will be there quarter on quarter. So we maintain that RM cost is going to be around 40-42 or gross margin is going to be around 58-60. So this is one. And across the product, broadly, the margins are similar. As far as the margin, when you are talking reduced, is mainly in the EBITDA what you are referring, EBITDA margin. And in this, the one major impact happened because of the revaluation of the forward cover. And that impacted the other expenses by almost 2 crore rupees. So this is, I think so, the notional or non-cash, and going forward, this type of impact may get reverse impact. So this may be a temporary impact on EBITDA.
Even apart from the power contract loss, there are additional costs incurred around 1 crore, mainly on, you know, foreign travel, flight outward, outsourcing costs, rental costs, and those are also happening. And we have already taken up steps to, you know, mitigate, to control the increase in expenditure going forward.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pranjal Mukhija from Growth Sphere Ventures LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you for giving me this opportunity, sir. So I have just one question. Given the renewed volatility in the global trade dynamics, particularly with the potential return of like some tariff, have we as a company observed any on-ground shift in terms of sentiments or deal flows from U.S. clients? I'm only asking this because several other Indian special engineering peers are reporting increased traction and fresh orders from the U.S. So are you sort of experiencing a similar momentum in your business? And if so, like how are we as a company positioning ourselves to sort of capture this opportunity and, you know, scale this opportunity?
So basically for U.S., as we mentioned, we are not seeing any decline in the orders what we budgeted. So first quarter, whatever orders we expected, we received the orders. But I think because of the tariff situation and more on the penalty, which is still unclear, there is a lot of uncertainty in the business. And I think when we talk to our customers, of course, they are also waiting and watching. And in general, we see that this should get removed in next couple of months once we have the complete clear picture on the business trade agreements are signed. In U.S., basically, we supply two product categories, disc springs and fasteners, mainly for renewable industry. So disc spring is a very niche product, and we normally compete with manufacturers in U.S. or from Europe or China. So we don't see major impact because of very, very niche and special category. In fasteners, of course, we again compete with European producers, including Europe and U.K. So we are just waiting and watching like many other players. To be very open and honest, we are not seeing any very big upside in coming months, but you never know what surprises can Trump give. But at least mid to long term, maybe if there are some favorable situations for India, then it can be also positive benefit to Gala.
Right. And sir, like you're saying that we're sort of competing with some other countries in the U.S. market for these particular segments. So which countries are these?
Basically, for fasteners, we compete with producers from Germany, Norway, and Denmark, and UK. They are mainly supplying to US apart from India.
Right, right. Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That was really helpful. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is on the line of Yashovardhan Banka from Tiger Assets. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow-up. I just wanted to understand the update.
Sorry to interrupt, sir, but your voice is breaking. Could you go to a better reception area?
Can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir. Please go
ahead. So I just wanted to get an update on the seat retractor springs.
Okay. Yeah. So basically status is Gala testing was completed and we submitted the samples to the customer, which is basically tier one customer. They have conducted basic testing and now they are working on complete full plate testing and also discussing with their OEM for approval where they want to use this our spring. So I think progress is happening, but considering the very critical and safety component, they are going really step by step, doing all the testing validation very deeply. So maybe in next 2 to 3 months, we will have some more update after their full-fledged internal testing and discussion with OEM on the next step of supplying small batches where they can use in the mass production.
Okay, okay. And so what is the addressable market you are looking out for this product?
So customer whom we are talking, they buy about 20 crores worth of retractor springs in India. Of course, globally, their demand is at least 5 to 7 times bigger than this. But I think
first
step is to get the approvals internally with them, and considering the safety critical component, they would like to start with some OEM and gain the confidence. So ramp up may be slow initially for a couple of years till the time they and their OEM get the confidence on the product.
Okay. So this 20 crores is annual, right?
Annual demand, yes.
So we'll be looking out for more such clients as well, right?
Yes.
Once
yes.
we get approved.
Yeah. So at least for till the time we have been audited by some vehicle manufacturer or OEM, we need to stick to them. Once we have some OEM approval and start of supply to of our products to this tier one company and they, our products go to OEM, then I think we can go to other players also with these credentials.
Right. And is there any other peer, you know, who's already doing this in India?
So basically, there's a company named Kern Liebert, which is a global company based out of Germany, but they also have a plant in India and Bangalore. And currently, they are supplying to Indian manufacturers.
Okay. Apart from that, no domestic manufacturer as
no.
such, right?
Except Kern Liebert, there is nobody. There was one company in joint venture with some Korea, but they were not successful.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so, and particularly talking about, say, any sort of employee incentive scheme that we're planning to, you know, introduce, and also the attrition rate, if you can touch upon that.
Yeah, Jalan?
Yeah, so, we have already employee ESOP which been given before IPO, and the schemes are there, and employee based on their requirement, they keep on in cashing or taking granted, rested granted, allotted and all. Immediately, additionally, we are not seeing any immediate ESOP in near future. At least we have not planned that.
Okay. No. Okay. Got it. And so the attrition rate?
It's below 10% and much, okay. much lower than the industry benchmark.
Got it. Got it. Just one last question from my end. On the plant utilization of the Chennai plant, what is the utilization levels you are expecting for FY26?
We are targeting approximately 30 crore something number from FY26 from Chennai.
Okay. 30 crores. And so from the existing Vada plant?
Approximately 270 plus minus something, depend upon how we progress.
Right. Right. Understood, sir. Okay. Okay. And the EBITDA margin we are planning to, you know, maintain at these 15% levels, or further we can see some sluggishness?
So if we remove the FX loss, which is almost 2 crore, the EBITDA margin you will can see around more than 17%, sorry, 17 to 18%, and we are seeing ki barring that, which is the we are seeing EBITDA margin of 17 to 19%.
Understood. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you.
Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Sriman Dudoria from Sri Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, a couple of questions. First is, what is the present duty on our U.S. exports?
So I think before the tariff situation, the duty on our component, which is fasteners and disping, was 5.5%. And now I think it is 25%.
Okay. And would this tariff confusion have an impact on the ramp-up plan for the Chennai Phase 1 expansion?
Not on the Phase 1, because initially Chennai plant, we already planned to supply to our domestic customers. And... So I think Chennai plant, there will not be any impact because of this situation.
Because I think in the last call you said, you know, the first customer you got for the Chennai plant is for export to the U.S. customer, and more audits are ongoing. So would the ramp-up plan have an impact because of the tariff confusion?
So basically, Chennai plant, of course, we got the first order of bolts, which is a new product from this U.S. customer, and we already supplied that also after manufacturing in Chennai, and we supplied from our Vara factory after completing the remaining processes. So that business will continue. We have the visibility for next 2-3 orders from them, but that business is not substantial, which can impact the Chennai plant. Basically, Chennai plant, as we discussed in the last call, we went to Chennai since a lot of wind turbine manufacturers, existing customers of Gala are having base in Chennai, and they wanted us to be closer. And since Vara, we already were utilizing full capacity, we expanded in Chennai. So I think majority of Chennai plant revenue in phase one, which is current year FY26, is mainly coming from the Indian OEMs and domestic market.
Okay, understood. And if the tariffs stays at 25%, who would absorb the higher cost? Any discussions happening with the customers on this context?
There's no discussion started because this news came only, I think, 4 or 5 days back, about 25%. But our Incoterms with all the customers are without any import duty added in our price. So even when the tariff was 5.5%, sorry, import duty was 5.5%, it was absorbed by customers. And currently there is no legal bounding that whatever tariff come, we have to absorb. But depending on the situation with customer, we will understand their situation of competition, which is mainly from Europe. And in case, as a business case, we need to adjust the price, we will take the business call accordingly.
Okay. Secondly, wanted to get a better sense of your hedging policy. If you could detail what are the various currency exposures that you have, how do you hedge it, what is naturally hedged, what is unhedged, what is left unhedged across your line items?
Yeah, I will answer this. See, as a forex policy, based on the past trends, we do hedging on the euro, which is to the extent of 61% of the collection we hedge, remaining 35% we keep it open in the market. We do hedging for next 12 months.
Sorry, bit blurred, sir. Your voice is a bit blurred. Not getting numbers. Sorry.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's much better.
So, yes, we do a little bit about hedging. Okay, we do hedging for euro exports as well as USD exports. Euro exports, we hedge to the extent of 65% of the total contract value, and 35% we leave it for the open market. And we take a forward cover for the next 12 months as of now. And we have a SIP mechanism which follow every month. Every 10 days we do take forward cover under the SIP mechanism. And we also do forward cover for export, but for USD, but that is very, very less. But net of the imports are also, which is in USD, but net of that, we do the balance for the hedging, which is very, very less, because and majority of the hedging is done in the euro exports only.
Okay. So if I understood right, USD, you are more or less naturally hedged. And euro
about 60%. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind the participants to press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vishal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is regarding the product mix that we would be producing at the Vara plant. Like what kind of product mixes would be there?
Yeah, so at Vara we produce all the three product line, disc spring, which is the biggest division, a coil spring, and the fastener as well. Or in Chennai we produce only fasteners item.
Mm-hmm. And sir, by what time will the funds be deployed for that?
Sorry, our voice is not clear. Sorry, can you repeat question?
So by what time will the funds be deployed for the same for the Vara plant?
Vara plant maybe another 6 to 9 months, and Chennai maybe another one year.
Okay. And, the last question would be, like, how much revenue will we be expecting from that?
So, already in past we guided, when we reach to a complete deployment of the CapEx, so Vara and Chennai put together, we will be seeing the capacity of 425 crore to 4, depend upon the product mix.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. To ask a question, please press star and one now. I repeat, participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one now. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for participating in this earnings call. I hope you have been able to answer your questions satisfactorily. If you have any further questions or would like to know more about the company, please reach out to our IR managers at Belem Enterprises. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Gala Precision Engineering Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.